really, a little dehydrated. Is that what it was?
Yeah, just dehydrated and drinking water. And gas. So right after that first touchdown, I went to the sideline puking.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I saw you last week. You had 2 carries. Obviously, that's how the game plan went. You know, Maddie was running that read option. He was taking the ball most of the time. Yep. So your workload tonight went up about 15,000%.
Yeah, definitely.
But was it one of those things where it's like, hey, you got to be ready. And when your time is called, you just step up and
exactly.
You be ready.
Yeah, in the Beast, I'm the running back, normally just blocking for Maddie, being the lead fullback almost. And I've always been the backup quarterback in Beast. And Coach D's, I've been practicing backup for Maddie. And when he calls my number, I go in there.
So taking the snap wasn't a big surprise when you went in there?
No, I mean, I was surprised Maddie got hurt.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Because he's a tough kid, so I mean, for him to come out, it's got to be something big, right?
Yeah, definitely.
At that point, did you know you were going to be getting a lot of action at that point?
No, I didn't know I was going to be getting that much. I didn't know Beast was going to be able to drive down the field that well. I got to give it to my offensive line all the way down. Just like Maddie said, Isaiah, Marco, Bruno, Steve, Schutz, they're the man. And then you got fullbacks like Quinn Holland, Sam, and Jeremy.
Open holes for you now.
Open holes all day, yeah.
Sam, Jeremy, and I'm sorry, who else did you say it first?
Quinn Holland.
Quinn, okay.
So you're watching the pick at the midfield on their last possession. What's going through your mind?
On their last possession? I'm on the sideline because I was gassed, and I'm just praying. I'm going, please, please, please. And I saw that they got this big completion. I'm like, no, not again. And then, Dino with the pick. It was awesome. Greatest feeling of my life.
What is it like to get that first down that you know is going to ice the game? You beat them for the first time in 10 years. You beat a team that beat you early this year. You just won your biggest game in school history for the second time in a week, and you're a game away from Gillette Stadium. I mean, can you kind of process all of that?
No, I can't. It's the greatest feeling of my life right now. Honestly.
Better than any of the baseball stuff you did in the spring or anything like that?
Definitely.
Did that help you or guys like you and maybe Matt who had that experience, big game in another sport, were you able to kind of pass some of that down to these guys?
Yeah, definitely. Like people who play in the big games. Me, Maddie, you got Mike Nestor on the basketball team.
Yeah.
We got to be leaders because we've been in games like these and not feel the pressure almost. But obviously everyone feels the pressure, but you just got to ease people out when they get a little crazy.
And that's bound to happen in a game like this, I'm guessing. You know, it's the magnitude of the game and the situation, things like that. Was there anything that you guys saw leading up to this game on film when you were breaking down the last Marblehead game that you said, you know what, we make one little tweak and we can fix that. We can work it to our advantage.
Definitely. It was our defensive back alignment in that game. We were all messed up. We were almost like 15 yards off the ball sometimes, outside leverage when we're supposed to be inside leverage.
Yeah.
We were in the film room all week just practicing alignment, not even like coverage, just alignment, because we were all messed up in that third week.